Every home in South Carolina, all 1.8 million of them, will receive a videotape of the story of Jesus this week. It's a copy of a Warner Brothers movie released more than 20 years ago, based on the New Testament of the Bible. The ministry, Campus Crusade for Christ, is timing the mailing to coincide with the anniversary of the September 11th attacks. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The video is not a flashy adventure flick, but a serious documentary film produced by John Heyman, who made the acclaimed film A Passage to India. It is based solely on the Bible's book of Luke, which tells the story of Jesus' life and his teachings.
This is what is written. The Messiah must suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And in his name, the message of repentance and of forgiveness of sins must be preached to all nations.
The massive mailing will cost about $4.5 million. Thousands of individuals, churches, and volunteers helped raise the money during the past 3 years. David McCauley, chair of the state's project, hopes the video will bring comfort and perhaps conversion.
We don't know what will happen. We believe in the Bible, and this is straight from the Bible, so if people watch it, we think some good things will happen in their lives.
It's not an in-your-face situation, and that's what I like about it.
That's Joanne Powell from York, South Carolina. She says watching the video 4 years ago saved her own teenage marriage and her husband's life.
The way that he was going, his emotions and things, I thought he was going to commit suicide. But he didn't because of the Jesus video from Jesus coming into his life.
The movie has been translated into more than 770 languages, but it never had a large audience in the United States until recently. 3 years ago, a retired doctor in Alabama donated funds for the video to go to nearly 2 million homes in his state. This week, beyond South Carolina, the Jesus Video Project of the Campus Crusade for Christ is sending tapes to sections of North Carolina, Michigan, Texas, California, and Washington. They feature an introduction from three New York City firefighters who worked in the destruction on September 11th.
I look at the word hero, and I don't consider myself a hero.
The greatest hero of all time is Jesus Christ.
Some question the impact of the videos and their huge price tag. Sanford Marcus is rabbi of the Tree of Life congregation in Columbia, South Carolina.
I think that it's a waste of money that could be spent on so many wonderful projects. It just could be spent in so much more productive a way than to send videos to so many households that did not request such videos. And therefore, many of these will be found, I'm afraid, in the trash cans.
Maybe not, according to Chaplain James Pitts, professor of religion at Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina.
It is a time when we really have a shaking of the foundations, and a number of people are revisiting the question of what really matters.
For backers of the project, what really matters is in the pages of the Bible, a book many people may have never picked up, so they're bringing it to them on the screen, where they think the scripture will come to life in homes across the country. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.